Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, the course program, mashallah, day 14, 20th of June 2016. And we'd like to welcome, we're waiting for the calls to come through. We have one caller, mashallah, who has already registered and secured a spot, Abdullah Wahid from Escort. And we have another caller, mashallah, anonymous sister with no name. She has registered already, mashallah, and I think she is from the Lanija area. Number to call for the quest tonight, your listeners, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. There is still space for one more contestant. Whilst we're waiting for the calls to come through, I'd like to welcome my lost friend, Maulana Suhaib Lasania. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kaha gum gaye? Where did you go to, my brother? Where did you disappear? Was it a honeymoon? Was it a holiday with your wife and your children? Did you get married again? Just where were you, my brother?
I just wanted a break from you, Maulana Kara, for 3 days. Last time I saw you was Thursday, so I needed a break, 3 days break, to be away from you.
Okay, but I missed you, my brother. I missed you a lot.
I used to get reports. I couldn't listen to the course program, but people would come tell me when I was in Phoenix, when I was in Mshlanga, people told me how you were being mischievous on the program. You were being generous, dishing out points unnecessarily, and you also quoted my name and said if Suhaib wasn't here, he wouldn't have given you a point, but I'm giving you. So I used to get updates and reports that you missed me dearly also.
Yeah, this world is small, Brother Salim. Whatever you say, everybody knows about it, you know. Jazakumullah. All right, Mullah Suhaib Saab is back, mashallah. My good friend is back in the studios. And we have our third caller. Brother Salim says, take a short air break, inshallah. And we're going to be taking a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the three contestants. First contestant, mashallah, is Abdullah Wahid. Second contestant, anonymous sister. And we're waiting for the third caller to come through. It's 10 past 6. Stay tuned. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, mashallah, we welcome you once again. Second caller is Binti. I don't know who, but the second caller, Mullah Suhaib Saab, we were told is Binti.
It's supposed to be anonymous sister from Indonesia, but her phone is engaged. That's what Muhammad Salim said. So we opened the lines and took Binti.
That's okay. Jazakumullah. Lucky for you. Jazakallah. Lucky you came back, Mali Suhaib Saab. Otherwise, we're in big, big trouble. Mali Suhaib Saab is back, and Mali Suhaib Saab on the light side. You know, there was one person, Sardarji. Somebody sent me the SMS today. You know, Sardarji, where were you born? The Sardarji says, I was born in Punjab. So the man asked, which part in Punjab? This guy says, here yaar, par par kya kar raha hai? Whole body is born in Punjab, yaar. Gee. Peter Marisburg, Mali Suhaib. Third caller from Peter Marisburg. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First to the caller, Mali Suhaib, our brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, brother. Abdullah, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother. You made iftar already?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Okay. Just talk a little bit louder, please, my brother.
Okay.
Sorry for that.
No problem.
Possibly my ears are a little bit dirty. Maybe you're talking soft. Whatever the problem is, just you talk louder and I'll try to listen to you.
Okay,
my brother. Line number two, Binti. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Am I saying correctly, sister Binti?
It's Bint Muhammad Farooq.
Bint Muhammad Farooq?
Si.
Alright, you don't have to say all your nana's name and nani's name, just Bint would have been fine. Jazakumullah. Brother Salim wrote Bruti. I was about to say, where we got this Bruti from, Ali Suhaib, but it is Binti spelled incorrectly. So it's Binti Muhammad Yusuf.
Farooq. Muhammad Farooq.
Oh, sorry. Binti Muhammad Farooq.
Si.
Jazakallah for the clarification, sister.
Jazakallah.
Line number three, Ali Suhaib, we have Sister Fatima from Peter Marisburg. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Ben.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for participating, for contesting. Jazakumullah, sister. And we're going to be asking each contestant, Mali Suhaib, 5 questions. 7 seconds to answer the questions. Alright. Questions will be based on these categories: Quran Kareem, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Islamic history, general knowledge, and also politics. Samajh mein aaya? Okay. Jazakumullah.
The other rules are on the website, Maulana Kara. Every day we can't go through all the rules. They can visit the website if they wish to on www.radioislam.co.za.
Gee. Well, I said, sir, today I was talking to one youngster. I told him, bye, I don't know, I don't think you've done very well in the examinations. I want to see your report. In fact, last night I asked him. So I said, Manana, you know what, I'm going to borrow it to my friend first, because I want him to scare his parents. Kids of today, gee. Abdullah Vahid, from, where are you, my brother, from?
Escort.
Oh, yeah, Vahid from Escort, mashallah. Jazakumullah. What's your category, brother?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Mali Sahib, you go, my brother.
Gee, are you ready, Abdullah?
Gee.
Okay, it is multiple choice questions, so either one, two, or three. Okay. The question is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was the first person after this Nabi to make hijrat with his family. Who is this Nabi? One, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Number two, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Number three, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam.
Number one.
That's your final answer, number one, Mulana Kara.
You say number one, my brother. We say it's not number one. It's not Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Well, I say, I've asked you the question. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first person after this Nabi to make hijra to this family. Who is this Nabi? Choices were Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam. You said number one, Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is incorrect, brother. It is. Who?
He said the correct one first.
He said the correct one first, G.
And he changed.
And he changed. The correct one, like you say, my brother, it is Lut alayhi salam.
Okay.
Why are you breathing so heavily, brother?
No, nervous.
Oh, sorry for that. All right, just don't have a heart attack, please, brother. I got worried for a second there. Okay. Apa binti Muhammad Farooq.
Gee.
Sister, what is your category?
Quran.
Quran Kareem is your category, sister. Here goes your question. Multiple choice question, okay? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the learning and practicing of the surah as barakah and the abandoning of the surah as regret. Which surah is this? 1. Surah Baqarah. 2. Surah Yasin. 3. Surah Mulk.
Surah Baqarah.
MashaAllah, Ben. 1 point coming up your way, sister. Alright.
Chi.
Chi, Jazakumullah. Sister from Peter Maritzburg, are you there, sister?
Chi.
Okay, what's your category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam. Chi Mali Saif Sab. Go for it, brother.
Chi. Sister, your question also multiple choice. The question is, how long did the wind that destroyed the Ard continue blowing? 1. 7 nights and 8 days. 2. 7 days and 8 nights. Or 3. 7 days and 7 nights.
3.
7 days and 7 nights. That's 3. 7 days and 7 nights, Mulana Kara.
Incorrect, Apa. You have to be exact. Mali Saib Saab is back, exact, we want the correct answer, sister. Few hours, here and there, not acceptable.
Do you fear
seven
me
nights,
or do you fear Allah, Mawlana Kala?
Oh, kya baat hai, Mali Saib Saab. Kya baat hai, what a thing you said, mashallah. 7 nights and 8 days. Apa? 7 nights and 8 days, okay. Not 7 nights and whatever hours you said. Allah knows best what you said. Abdullah Vahid, are you there, brother?
Yes.
Okay, what is your category, brother?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Okay, you're going to go with that. Well, you say we had many, many contestants, mashallah, taking stories of Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Quran Kareem.
Mashallah.
Mashallah.
So our listeners are more dini inclined. That's what I see.
That's what you see?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's your opinion.
No, exactly, my brother. More dini inclined. See. All right. Are you ready, Abdullah Vahid?
See.
All right, here goes your question. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most beloved salah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the salah of this particular Nabi. Who is he?
Nabi Musa alayhi salam.
Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Why, brother?
Yes.
No. It is Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam, my brother. Okay. From Escort Wala. Nothing right, my friend. Binti Muhammad
Farooq.
Apa? Oh, Farooq ji. I keep on forgetting the Farooq. Binti Muhammad Farooq Malik Saif ji. What is your category, Appa?
Quran again, please.
Quran again. Okay. Malik Saif sahab.
Ji, the question, multiple choice again. Which of the following insects are mentioned in the Quran? Number one, mosquito. Number two, spider. Number three, ant. Number four, all of the above.
All of the above.
Anakara.
Gee, Abba, that is correct. It is all of them are in the Quran Kareem. Mosquitoes, spiders, ants, and everything. Okay?
Gee.
Going very well, sister. MashaAllah, 2 out of 2. Fatima from Peter Maritzburg, are you there, Ben?
Gee.
Your category again?
Quran.
Quran Kareem. Alright, here goes your question, sister. In which surat is the ayat of debt, ayat of dain? In which surat is it?
Surah Baqarah.
MashaAllah, there is a correct answer. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubu. MashaAllah, sister, 1 point coming up your way. Alright, so we have Malik Saif sahab. He asked 2 questions. Abdullah Vaid's got a big 0. Binti Muhammad Farooq's got 2 out of 2. And sister from Peter Maritzburg, she's got 1 out of 2. Alright, Jazakumullah.
And I must say, your door is solid also, MashaAllah. There were just 2 words written here and you said the whole ayat.
Kya baat hai?
Very astonishing.
Thank you. Alright, Abdullah Vahid, my brother, you better back up. Okay. What do you want to talk about? You're not getting anything right. Tell us something, we'll give you 1 point.
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Here goes your question, my brother. Listen properly, right? Salim, give the man 40 seconds. It's alright, it's Ramadan. 7 seconds, my brother. Eid is still very far. What was Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's actual name? 1. Muhammad. 2. Abdullah. Or 3. Ismail.
Number 1.
Before you change, let me just tell you, mashallah, here's a correct answer. Because Abdullah, knowing you, you're going to change, keep on changing, and you're going to get the incorrect answer. So I helped you by stopping you and saying it is a correct answer.
Jazakallah,
my brother. Ameen. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's actual name was Malik Saif Sahab, it is Muhammad. You can ask the upper that has the very long name, Malik Saif.
That's the kunyat, it's not a name. She's hiding the name from you.
Oh, okay.
Which category is sister Binte Muhammad Farooq?
Stories of the Anbiya, please.
Okay, there's no multiple choice questions. Or rather, there is multiple choice questions. My mistake.
So make up your mind, brother.
There is.
Okay.
Okay, the question is, which nation of disbelievers were destroyed by the westerly wind known in Arabic as Dabur? Was it Ad or Thamud?
Thamud.
Abba, it is not Thamud. Which nation of disbelievers were destroyed by the westerly wind known in Arabic as Dabur? Ad or Thamud? The correct answer is Ad.
Okay,
Ben, Jazakallah.
Maybe that Arabic word, when it says Dabur and
Dabur. You see, there's a difference. In Gujarati, you get the Dabu. There's a different word altogether. Here we're talking about Dabur, Apa. Okay. G. Fatima from Maritzburg, are you ready, sister?
Gee.
What is your category?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. MashaAllah. Okay, here goes your question, Apa. What is the largest country in Africa by land sea? By land area, sorry.
Algeria.
The correct answer is Apa. Kurumanland. You heard of Kurumanland?
No.
Algeria, sister, like you said, is the correct answer. MashaAllah.
Oh.
Right, so Malik Saif Sahab, we asked 3, 3, 3.
No, Molana, the answer is correct, but it was after 7 seconds.
Was it?
Yes, it was after 7 seconds.
All right. Okay, was it after 7 seconds, Salim? Yeah, okay, I said Malik Saif Sahab is back. Problems again.
It was long after 7 seconds.
All right, sorry, my mind was somewhere else. Okay, Appa, sorry for that.
Kuruman, your mind was in Kuruman.
My mind was in Kuruman, Jee. So we have 3 questions. Abdullah's got 1, and Binti Umar Farooq bin Muhammad Yusuf, whoever, she's got 2 out of 3, right? And Sister Fatima from Maritzburg, she's got 1 correct. All right, 2 more to go. Abdullah, Okay, my brother, two more questions coming up your way. What is your category, brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Here goes your question. Nurul Ida is a kitab, a book taught in almost all Darul Ulooms in the world. Is its subject matter aqidah, fiqh, or grammar?
Fiqh.
The way you answer, my brother, is like you're teaching this kitab, you know?
Learning it.
Oh, you're learning it. MashaAllah, very interesting kitab.
Yeah.
Where in Ascot?
No, in Azadville.
Oh, you're in Azadville?
Was it, you know, I'm in Dublin.
You confuse me, brother. You say you're from Ascot, then you were in Azadville, now you're in Durban. So where are you exactly, brother?
I did it last year in Azadville, and this year I moved to Durban now. I'm in Stingo Beach.
Oh, okay. Now we understand what you say. Now we get the whole picture, my brother. Jazakallah. Okay, my brother. Allah make it easy for you. Very, very interesting kitab, and learn it properly, okay? Yes. It will help you a very long way, inshallah.
He say he did it already last year, Mulana Kara. How must he do it properly?
No, inshallah, always mutala to go back, Mani Swahib Sahib.
Valid point. Si.
Jazakumullah. Appa Minty, are you there?
Si.
Okay, what is your category?
Stories of the Anbiya, please.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Si.
Okay, Appa, here goes your question. Which of the five most famous Anbiya, alayhi salam, had a stammer in his speech?
Musa, alayhi salam.
Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. That is indeed the correct answer. MashaAllah, sister. Okay.
Gee.
That is the correct answer. Gee. Brother Salim was telling me when he got married, he was stammering, he couldn't say Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha Salim. Is that correct, my brother? It took you 5 minutes to say I've accepted. I don't know why he doubted. Anyway. Maritzburg, sister. Here goes your question, Mali Swahib.
Which category?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. True or false? You ready? Okay, the question is, Earth is closest to the Sun in January. True or false?
False.
False, Malina Kara.
Okay, I just want to ask you a question. You said false. The answer is incorrect. Maybe what you got to do is in January, just, wait for January, Mali Swahib, and just do some measurements.
Measure it.
Do some measurements. Wait for the 2nd of January, Apam. Do some measurements and then you come back to us, okay? Earth is closest to the Sun in January, Mali Swahib. The answer is true.
Okay, with which month must you compare?
Sorry?
With which month must you compare? Because if you want to measure it in January, how will she know if it's close?
Measure it with Rabi'ul Awwal. Alright. Mali Swahib, sir, we had a question 2 days ago, but nevertheless, leave that there. Abdullah Bahed, we have, Mali Swahib, sir, we have one more question each.
Gee.
Okay.
And the scores, Abdullah got 2, Binti Farouk got 3, and Fatima from Peter Marisbot got 2.
Okay. Looks like the Sun is closest to Peter Marisbot today, Mali Swahib. Abdullah Vahid, are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
You got 2 right, my brother. You have to answer this one to stay in the competition.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah make it easy for you and for everybody. What is your category, brother?
Quran.
Qur'ani Kareem. Okay, here goes your question, Abdullah. Lovely name. 2 names, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mali Swahib Sahib, Abdul Rahman and Abdullah.
MashaAllah.
It's a multiple choice question, brother. Okay. The only lady mentioned by name in the Quran Kareem is Maryam, which means 1, grateful, 2, pious, 3, servant.
Number 1.
Somebody said B, I heard B on the other side. Was it your papa?
No, one year.
Oh, sorry. No, my friend. The answer is number 3, it is 7. Maryam means servant. Okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah, my brother. Don't put the phone down, Abdullah. Just hold on, all on the line. We might just get some disqualifications in the future. Gee. Appa Binti, sister, are you there?
Gee.
What is your category, Appa?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, Mali Swahib.
Gee, true or false, once again. The question is, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali's famous 40 ahadith actually comprises of 42 ahadith. True or false?
True.
No, Kara.
But Appa is telling you it's 40 ahadith. Now you're saying it's 42. What do you say, sir? Abba, it is correct, mashallah. That is a correct answer, mashallah. It's actually, it comprises 42 ahadith.
Would you like to give an explanation why two more extra
ahadith? Later, inshallah, later. It's a long explanation as to why it is 42. Fatima from Maritzburg. You still have a chance, Abba, to win 1,000 rands, but not tonight. What is your category, Abba?
Islamic history.
All right, here goes your question. What was Iblis's initial name? One, Azazil. Two, Abdul Harith. Or three, John.
Azazil.
Azazil, mashallah.
Is there a third one, Gujarati word or what?
I don't know, John. Or his name's not John. Don't you say normally when it's a romantic term, Mary John or what, Malishweb?
Yes, and it's Iblis's initial name. So,
all right.
Let's leave it at that.
All right. So, Appa, you got 1 point right. 1, 2. What do you say? 1, 2. 2 right, sister.
3 right. Oh, sorry, 2, okay.
What do you say, sir? 2 right. Appa, Maritzburg, Appa? You got 2 out of 5 right, sister. All right, Jazakallah, okay. Sister, you've done quite well. But unfortunately, sister, maybe fortunately, sister from the anonymous sister, she's got 4. But Jazakallah, you've done very, very well, sister. We can always compete again and try again. Okay, Appa?
Okay,
Jazakallah. And du'as for all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
You're not going to apologize to Rimana?
After we speak to all three.
Okay.
General apology. General mafi. Ji. Abdullah Vahid, my brother, are you there?
Yes.
My brother, apologies also, sorry for this, but you got 2 out of 5 right.
Yes.
You done quite well.
Yes.
Try again, okay, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Whenever you want to, please do call again. We're going to wait for you, myself and Molly Swayb.
Inshallah.
All the best, inshallah. Study hard. Enjoy your holidays.
Inshallah.
And make dua for us.
Inshallah, you too.
Okay, my brother, anything we said unintentionally, please make maaf.
Inshallah, make dua for us.
Inshallah, you make dua. You are hafiz the Quran, my brother? Performing Tarawih as well?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Allah make it easy.
Amen.
Jazakumullah.
You're not going to test him today.
And then we won't test him. Leave him. He's a good man. He was shaking out in the start. He was breathing heavily. He's our good brother. Leave him.
Next
up.
Time.
We'll learn your daughter for tonight, Abdullah.
Inshallah.
All the best, my brother. Make dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Binti Umar Farooq bin Yusuf Appa, are you there?
Yes, it's Binti Muhammad Farooq bin Sulaiman.
Oh. Binti Muhammad Farooq bin Sulaiman. Okay, Mali Saib Saab. So, Binti Muhammad Farooq bin Sulaiman, you got, Mali Saib Saab, 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5, right, sister? Four out of five, that is correct, mashallah. And you are the winner for today, man. Congratulations, mashallah, you answered very, very well. And 1,000 rands coming up your way, sister.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Anything we said intentionally, sister, please do make mouth.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam.
Jesus, one rule I want to mention, that winners of major competitions or major prizes on Radio Islam from 2007 and their household members and immediate family members may not participate in any competition on Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan. The definition of major is as per the discretion of Radio Islam management. So there is 17 rules that we have, Mulana Kara. The listeners, if they want, they can go onto the website and they can check it up.
Jazakumullah for that. Alright, your listeners, coming up next, inshallah, on Radio Islam International, we have shortly the repeat of the documentary Global Village. 7 o'clock, inshallah, we have the previous night Saudi Tarawih Salah, the Haramain Sharifain, subhanAllah. Lovely to listen to the Kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we have the repeat of the Random Acts of Kindness at 8:35 p.m. And it's around 10 to 9, 5 to 9, we have the Tafsir of the Quran Kareem. By Mufti Ismail Meng from Bosman. And inshallah, quarter to 10 tonight, we have the repeat of the drama, which is 221B Baker Street. And after 10 o'clock, inshallah, we have the program with Maulana Akusab talking about the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majma'in. Regarding the competition, if you want to secure your place in the contest, you can send a message to this number. It is 072-071-3684, 072-071-3684, or you can email to ymfradioislam.co.za to register to participate. 26 minutes to 7 o'clock, we terminate the session from Mr. Muhammad Kara and Mala Swayed Lasaniya. Until later on, request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.